Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys found their man in Brian Schottenheimer. You know it's a good hire when it's part of a Friday news dump. You know, right?
Oh, yeah. No. Dropping right. It, like, was it? Like, it was like 7 on the West Coast.
Not just a Friday news dump, but a conference championship weekend news dump. It's like, they're never going to know. They're never going to know this. We're
so proud of this hire. We're going to dump it going into championship weekend when everyone is asleep.
Well, I'm sure you guys talked about how widely criticized it was by not just the sports media, but the Cowboys fan base as well.
We did not.
Oh, you didn't?
No. We didn't have time to get to it yesterday.
You got to none of it.
No.
You got.
We did not get to the shoddy of it all.
I like this. Brian Schottenheimer, for those that don't know, he's regarded as a really smart football mind. We talked about this when his name was being floated out there. He was always just the guy who never kind of the head coach, never really brought up for head coaching opportunities.
Now's the time.
Even though when you think about it, he was the Jets offensive coordinator when they went to back-to-back AFC championship mm-hmm. games, right? And at that time, like when he was hired, he's only 51 years old now, but when you think about when he was hired 18 years ago to be that offensive coordinator.
He was the young wunderkind back then.
He was, and he was super. His son of Marty Schottenheimer, mm-hmm. really good football family. His dad was a hell of a head coach.
Got railroaded, get over the hump. Got railroaded by the Spanos family.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty long list.
Yeah. Fired after a 14-2 season.
But you think of kind of where he's been the OC at the Jets, Rams, University of Georgia, the Colts. I know he's a quarterback's coach there. Seahawks OC from 2018 to 2020.
Maybe those aren't the best.
Not the greatest resume builder there.
Don't mention that one.
And then OC of the Cowboys the last 2 years. Okay.
And it's not like their offense has been abysmal in the sense of like structure.
No, their offensive line has been. Their quarterback has been mm-hmm. at times, especially when he's playing injured. Like Dak Prescott also, we don't talk about this enough with Dak.
Mm.
He is really good when he is totally healthy.
And clean, yeah.
But when he gets dinged up, boy.
It falls off a cliff.
No. And then when he gets hurt, he gets like real hurt yeah. after that.
Yeah, remember the whole deal going into the season? Oh, it's not a big deal that he's in a walking boot in Mexico.
Everybody does that. Danny?
Totally normal.
Totally normal!
Pets' heads are falling off.
But they dumped this one because this is not the hire that their fan base wanted. Pete Carroll goes to the Raiders. Deion Sanders not going and leaving Colorado to go down and take the Dallas job. It was a settle hire, it felt like, for the Dallas Cowboys. And this is reality. Who wants to go and coach that team right now?
It's nasty work. I mean, the thing that has been true for Jerry Jones since Jimmy Johnson is he will not allow a personality, a face, a voice bigger, brighter, louder than his own to be on that sideline.
Yeah.
Which his ego has to be no ego can be bigger than his.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not even come close. Like look at all the coaches that they've hired. Jason Garrett, Mike McCarthy, like just go through the list. What coach he's...
Bill Parcells is, and that was supposed to be the Jerry Jones telling the yeah. world, see, I can hire a big
and
name
coach. And
what
ended up happening?
It did not end well. No, didn't go well.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. Not one bit.
He's hired nothing but yes men for the last 20 years.
And that is usually what these guys in positions of power do is they hire the people that will tell them, yes, okay, what do you want? I'll go and do it and all that stuff. Well, Brian Schottenheimer is now the head coach, and Jerry Jones obviously is feeling the pressure over all of these.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes. Very low percentage.
Say what?
Smiles and glory holes.
Hmm. Now, this isn't the first time that Jerry Jones has used glory holes as a
it's an oil
non-sexual term.
Yeah. It's a spot where they that shoots out lots of oil.
And he's an oilman.
Yeah.
He's an oilman. Make sure you drive that oil home.
He's an oilman. We've seen that. That's what he did before he was owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He was an oilman. He, in the show Landman,
mm-hmm.
he was talking to a guy on his deathbed.
I haven't hit that episode yet.
Me neither.
He sheds a tear. A real tear.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Real emotion.
Doesn't mean the same to most people, though, Jerry. And I think that's where a lot of people are looking at this going, oh, he did it again. Jerry Jones.
I just like that we can say glory holes on the radio.
Well, because he's talking about drilling for oil. And is like, it's not always going to be smiles in eruption of that black gold there. That glory hole where you sit there and you say, we're all rich.
Just a tip.
What the rest of the world means is like, I understand what he's saying.
Be careful with those pregnant pauses right now.
They're saying, I understand what he's saying, but I don't quite understand it. But I'm going to go with it. He's talking about happiness, okay?
Mm.
He's talking about happiness. There is even more, though, that is confusing about any and all of this. It is when you hear Jerry talk about the way that this franchise is operating right now.
Now, I get my proverbial ass kicked over needing people in my comfort zone. Without this thing being about me in any way, if you don't think I can't operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience.
Yeah. See? Like, hey. I'm operating out. I am knowing what is happening here. This is outside my comfort zone because it's so uncomfortable. He's never been a head coach before. You guys could all call me an idiot if this doesn't work. Jerry, that's the thing, is that the one thing that you'll know, though, is if he is successful with no coaching experience, guess who's going to get all the credit for finally giving Brian Schottenheimer his chance?
Mm.
It's Jerry Jones, hey. And that's what he's looking for.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for.
No, it's there's no risk in this.
Yeah.
You have a lifetime NFL guy from an NFL family with 20 years of coaching experience.
Yeah.
Either that or he's laying the groundwork for it to fail spectacularly so he can say, hey, I knew this was a big risk.
Yeah, I told you guys it was a big risk. Why didn't you hire somebody better then?
The best part about this is Stephen Jones saying that they did, in fact, reach out to Pete Carroll, but it was to gauge his thoughts on Brian Schottenheimer.
Well, I mean, they were because he worked for Pete in Seattle.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would have been a great culture reset there, but again, I don't think Jerry wants his culture reset.
No, he wants his culture the way he likes it,
which is don't change anything that I've ever done here.
It's unseasoned turkey.
Though I feel like Pete could work really well with Jerry.
I do too. I mean, I think Pete can work well with anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, he managed to wrangle all of those egos in Seattle for a long time.
Yeah.
And knowing what we know now about Earl Thomas, that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah. Well, and Richard Sherman.
And so to me, yeah.
And Russell Wilson.
And Cam Chancellor.
And
Marshawn.
And Golden Tate.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that we now know a lot about. And it wasn't easy.
No.
Wasn't easy.
Very, very rarely do you have that many, like...
Brandon Browner.
Oh, God. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Yeah. There's a lot. That team had a lot.
He was able to corral the tomfoolery, knuckleheadedness, idiocy at times.
Mm-hmm. And there, boy, was there a lot of it. I mean, you start going down. Good God. Percy Harvin?
Yeah. Perfect coach for the Raiders.
Yes.
Perfect coach.
Yes.
He's going to be the guy that can do it.
Yes.
He's going to do it.
It's difficult.
We talked ourselves into it. Brian Schottenheimer, though, don't know if he's going to be the guy. Another Stephen Jones thing that he did, do you see his air quotes?
Oh, yeah, no. We have the little 10-second audio.
Oh, we do?
It should be on there.
Of his?
I think so.
I don't have it. He did air quotes of the conference championship drought. He literally, I don't think the audio is really as good because he's like the drought that people are talking about. When you see him lift his hands up and do air quotes around drought, it's like, no, you guys literally are the only team to not go to a conference championship game in the last 20 years. What are you talking about?
Obviously, we're also evaluating where it didn't go right, you know, in terms of, you know, this drought that people say we're in terms of a championship game or a Super Bowl. And
that people say we're in. No, 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 no. That the records show that you're in. Brother, as much as people here want to be like, the Blazers have not been relevant for any period of time, they have been to a Western Conference championship game in the past 30 years.
Yeah.
You have not.
And look, just as the Portland Trail Blazers did, a lot of teams in the NFL have stumbled their way into a conference championship.
That's exactly my point. Like,
it's like, it can happen, guys.
Look, the Commanders just did it.
Yeah, with a rookie quarterback.